This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the people they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Here's something all of us need to give and receive on a regular, I would say daily, basis. Encouragement. You can go days without it, that's for sure, but it's kind of like taking vitamins or eating healthy food. I mean, you can survive without them, but who wants to merely survive? I don't want to just survive. I want to thrive, and I assume you do as well. I want to challenge you to be an encourager. And here's the interesting thing. The better you get at encouraging others, the more likely it is that you will receive encouragement. You give things out, you get things back. So do you encourage others? Do you help others see the best in themselves? Do you empower others to believe in themselves? Or do you tell others what they can't become, or why they can't achieve a thing, or why they aren't capable of doing something? So do this today. Encourage at least one person. Maybe write someone a note telling them something they're doing that's right. Or call someone and tell them you appreciate them, or look them in the eye and tell them something you like, something you appreciate about them. You might have to think about it, but take some time. Look for some character quality and affirm them. Say something like, "I appreciate that you're a person of integrity." Even if you've told them before, tell them again. You don't have to write a long letter or talk for 30 minutes. Just something short, something that's sincere, can stay with someone for a long time. Mark Twain said, "I can run for a month on one good compliment." Ed Walker was a deacon in a church I pastored years ago in Miami, Oklahoma. Every now and then, Ed would tell me, sometimes he would just put it on a back of his calling card and slip it to me, and he would simply say, "I believe in you, Pastor." Five words. Those few words would stay with me, and they always seemed to come at just the right time. I thought about that. And that's probably because we almost always need encouragement. I was looking through my file on encouragement the other day. I have files on just about every topic you can imagine. And among the clippings or references I have in this particular file, I sometimes place notes that people give me that are encouraging to me. And I'd not looked in that file in quite some time. I found myself rereading some of those notes. I mean, it was like Christmas in September. Some of those notes go back years and years ago. I'd forgotten the kind of uplifting things people had written. We all need encouragement. Abraham Lincoln was a strong leader, but he also needed encouragement. I understand that there's a display in the Library of Congress that shows the contents of Lincoln's pockets on the night he was assassinated. There were two pair of reading glasses. His wallet was in there. It had federal and Confederate currency in it. And tucked in the wallet were four positive editorials about his presidency. I can imagine him pulling out those editorials and reading them every now and again. He needed to be reminded of what he was doing that was right and good. When I was in high school, one of my football coaches was a strict disciplinarian, and that was good because I needed to learn early on the importance of discipline as it applied to football, and then I could carry that into other areas of life. Whenever we made a mistake, he would tell us, all these little elementary football players, the coach would just say, "Grab your ankles." Now, he would probably get really in big trouble for this today, but he'd say, "Grab your ankles," and we'd grab our ankles, and then he would give us a swift kick in the rear. Now, I laugh about that now. And he did teach me a lot about the fundamentals of the game. But there was another coach that really encouraged me. He was the assistant coach. And here's what I remember about him. The very first time I ever took a handoff, I was a halfback. First time I ever took a handoff, I was in fourth grade. And I ran for all of 3 yards. 3 yards, and I was buried in a pile of dust. And as I picked myself up, I remember what Coach Jim Coker said. He said, "That's good, Whitlock. If you run for 3 yards every play, you'll get us a first down every series." And you see, he was right. You see, he could have said something negative, like, "You could have gained more yardage," and I could have, but he chose to say something positive, and it encouraged me to keep trying. A wise man once said, A kick in the pants is only 18 inches away from a pat on the back, but they are miles apart in the results. So today, encourage at least one person. And then remember to come back here next week. And in the meantime, you go out there and you be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs.